Intervju Radija Študent.
Lepo pozdravljeni v terminu Ereš intervjuja, v katerem danes gostimo kanadsko zasedbo Islands, ki nocoj skupaj z domačo predskupino Weekend Sleep at Night nastopa v klubu Sub Sub v Ljubljani. Še enkrat naj ponovim, ker namreč prihaja do manjše zmede. Koncert bo v Sub Subu in ne v Menzi pri koritu oziroma Channel Zero, kot je bilo sprva najavljeno. Pred parimi minutami sem se v zaodrju tega kluba, torej Sub Suba, pogovarjal s človekom, ki stoji za imenom Islands, to je Nick Thorburn, ustanovni član, glavni avtor glasbe in nastal je ta intervju, ki ga boste sedaj poslušali. Še pred samim intervjujem pa par taktov z Islands.
You were playing in Zagreb 2 days ago. What was the show like?
Oh, it was great.
Yeah.
It wasn't as good as it'll be tonight. Okay. We say we were warming up for tonight, so that's where the magic is. But it was our first time in Zagreb, and
you were playing alone.
We played alone at the university, and it was actually quite surprising. I didn't expect anyone to really know who we were over here. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, okay. for us, it's just such a faraway place, and it's really exciting that people...
Mm-hmm. Yesterday, you had a day off. How and where did you spend it?
We stayed in Zagreb. Mm-hmm. We spent it there.
You see any interesting things?
We walked around. It was pretty low-key. We were pretty hungover because we partied pretty hard the night before. So we kind of just walked around the city. Went into some churches and just, you know, eyeballed the buildings and stuff.
Okay. Say, how did you feel if I'd started this interview asking you about your previous band, Unicorns?
How do I feel about you starting the interview?
Yeah, even mentioning it.
I'm okay with it, you know.
Yeah.
It happened. It was real.
Yeah?
Yep.
You have no problems with this? No. I mean...
No,
you do a lot of interviews. Is this a common question?
Well, I don't know what the question is. Do I mind talking about it?
Yeah.
I did. I was a little sensitive in the first, year of Island's existence because I didn't want it to be overshadowed by something that I'd done and had completed. You know, what I was focusing on, where my heart and my soul lies right now is with Islands and continuing to write songs and to improve myself. And I look at the Unicorns as a really adolescent phase in my musical life. So I don't really feel like...
So do you feel like grown up now?
Yeah, I don't really relate to that person that I was... In that band. I respect it and I acknowledge, you know, the history that of my personal history of going through it, but I don't rely on it heavily as a point of reference.
Okay, you know, I'm asking you this because Who'll Cut Our Hair When We're Gone was a really popular record on Radio Student. Huh. And there's a bunch of people who love that record, but I think now they know nothing about connection between these two bands, Islands and Unicorns.
Okay.
So if we continue talking about the Unicorns, there'll probably be some extra visitors on tonight's show. Would this annoy you, people coming to see the show because, I mean, they were fans of the Unicorns and they don't know your music now, for
Well,
instance.
I love the challenge. I want people... to come in and discover, you know, something that they haven't already. So if someone came and because they liked something I did in the past and want to see what I'm doing now, then I'm very happy. I'm much obliged to prove my worth, I guess. Now,
okay, your band Islands have a lot of fans at this website, Secret Unicorn Forums.
Yeah.
They basically comment on everything you do, every show you play. Does this represent any pressure on you?
No, I like
being followed by a group of people.
It definitely makes me, you know, it definitely makes you feel like you have a job to every night. You know, try. You can't rely on. In the pre-internet days, there before YouTube and before online music forums, when you were just a band out on the road, there was no connection between cities on a tour. Everyone was isolated and contained within itself. So I think you could get away with a little bit more. You know, you could repeat yourself. Mm-hmm. And I think now, there's a challenge to make things fresh and exciting every night. Mm-hmm. So, but I'm up for the challenge.
Okay. A lot of your fans, especially on that forum that we were mentioning, says that Rough Jam and Creeper are their least favorite Island songs. These are two obviously very catchy pop songs. How do you feel about that? Do you think that one should dislike a song just because it's a straightforward pop song?
No, but I can understand. I can understand that point. I mean, those two songs are much, are very much like confection. It's a really digestible sort of pop song, and they were both written kind of with that in mind, that they could be songs that would have a better chance at reaching a broader audience than say Vertigo or even Swans, although Swans is pretty accessible. It is 10 minutes long, and I think that can turn people off, people's attention spans and stuff, but I don't think Rough Jam and Creeper are my favorite songs. I don't think they're the best songs that I've ever written, but they belong somewhere.
But would you go so far to say that you dislike them, or what's your relationship to those two songs?
I did actually dislike Rough Jam for a time, but I've kind of come to appreciate it for what it is.
Yeah,
it's a light sort of it's a light song that is got a good beat and a catchy melody.
Yeah.
And it has an element of thing I like to do with songs is having that contrast between, sunny major chords and really dark, morbid lyrics. So, I think there's a place for everything,
Would you say that songs with catchy choruses are something that is bad by itself? It's a bad thing?
No. You gotta have some. When there's a time and a place for a hook.
Yeah.
You gotta hook people.
Okay.
I love a good hook.
Okay. Your second album, last year's Arms Way, is a bit more darker sounding. You stepped away from this hooky songs. Was this intentional because of the reactions on the first album, or did this just happen by itself?
I wasn't making a really concerted effort to be taken seriously. It wasn't like I decided to throw out all the obvious, musical stylistic choices to appear grown up and mature. I think I was just experimenting with, long form songwriting and really delving into the details of composition and arrangement. And I don't think it's exclusively what I can do or what I want to do. I just think it's something I wanted to try, and I wanted Islands to try. The next Islands record is going to be going in a completely different direction. It's going to be electronic and very sparse sounds, a lot of synthesizers. So it's kind of a return to form in a sense, but it's also much more disco oriented.
But what about its mood? It's gonna be like upbeat or dark sounding?
It's more upbeat.
Yeah.
Shorter songs, big hooks, and a little more personal songwriting, lyrically. Less hyperbolic.
Storytelling kind of thing.
Yeah, less extreme, heavy-handed lyricism. It's gonna be a little more
And how far are you with making this record?
Is it? It's been tracked. We tracked it in New York in January, and we're doing. Mm-hmm. I'm going back after this tour to do vocals, and it's going to come out hopefully in September.
Are you doing it alone or with the other guys from the band?
I'm actually doing it with Jamie of Unicorns and the first record. And
so you two are working together again now?
We're making another Islands record.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So he's like now official member of Islands again, or?
It's everything's less official now. There's a anamorphous sort of fluxus state to the band that I think will always be changing, and there'll be no, you know, there'll be membership, but it won't be exclusive membership.
Okay.
So you know, Jamie's obviously always going to be a part of Islands. He was there at the inception. But you know, there's no rules. You know?
I thought there were some hard feelings when he left the band.
There was. The song "J'aime vous voir quitter" is a retaliation and a response to the hard feelings. But he's my bro. At the end of the day, we're best pals, and we've been through so much that we've gotten past whatever, you know, differences we may have had.
Yeah. Great. So you live now in New York?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. And the rest of guys live in Montreal?
The drummer lives in New York as well.
I heard that for this particular tour, you borrowed the bass player from Hot Hot Heat.
That's true, we did. We snatched him up.
Yeah, how's that?
He's in Montreal, and he doesn't play in Hot Hot Heat anymore, and
what's their status? Did they broke up?
Or? No, they're that's just the singer and the drummer now, from the original lineup. Yeah. And they're working on a new record, and Dustin just had a change of direction with that band, I think, and he was available to come and fill in on this tour, and we needed a bass player because we had our initial bass player drop out.
Mm-hmm. How came that you moved from Montreal to New York?
A girl,
okay.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you were quite involved in the Montreal music scene, I think, because I saw this photo with you and the guys from Arcade Fire on the web doing your first record,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Yeah.
How is this collaboration thing going on in Montreal between bands, especially now that, for example, Arcade Fire became quite big and famous?
There was never really a deep sense of community with the mm-hmm. music scene. It was just by virtue of it being a small town and really supportive of the arts, really cheap cost of living.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people make friends, and people who have things in common hang out. And I was friends with some of the members of Arcade Fire before they broke, and you know, we brought them on tour with the Unicorns. We had them come out on tour with us, and mm-hmm. it's just like, you know, it's just a small community. Everyone's kind of in the same boat. So you. Yeah, you make friends along the way, but it's not as official as all that. It's pretty casual, the relationships there, and I'm still friends with people in Montreal, and I go back there from time to time, mm-hmm. you know.
From all the Canadian bands that I know, especially indie bands, most of them are not all come from Montreal. Is it just because you mentioned before it's cheap, or mm-hmm. how come that everybody's there?
It's cheap, it's a cool city, you know, you have people in, you know, who move there initially, and then they tell their friends who come from, you know, mm-hmm. back home, like, oh, this is a great city, and then yeah. they follow them there, and then, you know, the next thing you know, you're building up little pockets, and yeah, it's a cheap place to live, and it's
so people in these bands, they're not from Montreal original. They all moved there.
By and large, almost none of them uh-huh. are. Yeah, they're all transplants.
Okay. Look, you're the only songwriter and the main songwriter in the band, at least for the second album. As you said, Jamie is joining you on the next one. What's the role of the other five people besides the Link in this band, if any?
Well, like I said, the lineup is always in a state of flux. It's changing constantly, and you know, on this tour we're five, and you know, there's nothing really set in stone as to commitment, but at the moment, you know, the people who make up the core group of Islands are very much still involved, and we work on songs together. I bring songs fully, you know, realized in their basic form, and then we work on the arrangements together as a group. That's usually the process.
Mm-hmm.
But it varies. On the newest record, I did extensive demos for the album, and then kind of just rebuilt them based on those on those demos.
Okay, you said that your next album is going to be more electro, disco-oriented.
Mm-hmm.
Will this affect the lineup of Islands? Will it be then just you and Jamie touring?
It'll be probably that and a couple of the other people who worked on the record,
mm-hmm.
who have another band in Canada. But
Will it be playing live instruments or just...
Yeah, some live, you know, keyboards, mm-hmm. drum machines, but also guitars and, mm-hmm. And stuff. But it'll be definitely less... you know, or acoustic organic instruments and more, mm-hmm. more programmed, I think.
I see it's quite a dramatically change. I mean, changing from your first two albums to more electronic stuff. How come, mm-hmm. how did you come to this decision? Was it that you always, something that you always wanted to do?
No, there's nothing ever constant about me and aesthetic choices.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the first Islands record, I really had a distaste for rock music. I wanted to make just pop. I wanted to make really light pop music. Mm-hmm. And then when that was finished and we were making Arms Way, I wanted to make a really heavy rock record that had a lot of prog influences, you know, really like long, drawn out kind of psychedelic sounds. And now that that's done, I'm kind of curious about, you know, a more, you know, electronic and skeletal sound where everything's kind of peeled back, mm-hmm. you know, instead of having just everyone playing at the same time, you really peel things off, you know, and have things breathe. So that's where my head's at right now. And I'm already got another Islands record in the works that's going to be more of an acoustic, folky sort of record that's a lot more gentle.
Mm-hmm. So. What musicians influenced you for this disco thing? Any particular, or just this disco revival that's happening?
I don't know. Yeah, it does.
Last year,
I know it does seem like nothing too contemporary has been influential.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Knife. That's like a modern band, I guess. But you know, Giorgio Moroder's production, and I mean, you know, I'm my fingers are in all sorts of pots, you know. I'm dipping into all sorts of things, so there's nothing overwhelmingly disco about the new record, but you know, it's definitely an element, but mm-hmm. it's not the only one. You know, Kate mm-hmm. Bush is another example, obviously not a disco artist, but really made a huge impact by you know, sampling and using electronic elements in a pop context, which is what we're trying to mm-hmm. do.
Okay, as I see it, you can take Islands into any direction you want. It's your band, basically. Mm-hmm. How come that you're still so involved in this side project that you have?
With Human Highway, it's really a chance for me to work with a musician whom I really admire and respect. And
but you could also invite him to Islands. Or what's the difference?
I could, but it wouldn't be Islands. You know, the thing about Islands is that it's my vision and it's my songs.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about Human Highway is it's a collaboration between two. You know, mm-hmm. it's you know, my perfume mixing with his body. You know, it's creating a new scent. You know,
yeah.
it's a chemical reaction that I don't think would come anywhere else. You know, he doesn't ask me to play on his solo records because that's him, you know. So it's really the only place where the two of us can get together and come up with something new, and I deeply value that project.
Okay, yeah. Nick, thanks a lot for
thank
this
you
Tole je bil pogovor z Nikom Thorburnom, ustanovnim članom in frontmanom zasedbe Islands, ki nocoj skupaj z Weekend Sleep at Night nastopal v Sub Subu in ne v Menzi pri koritu, kot je bilo sprva napovedano. Nik je v bistvu ima za poslušalce oziroma posebej za enega poslušalca Radija Študent še posebno obvestilo in sicer je to obvestilo namenjeno Slavoju Žižku, če slučajno posluša ta radio. Nik sporoča, da je na guest list in ga vabi na koncert. Če ne verjamete, poslušajte ta del intervjuja.
Hey, and does Žižak live here still?
Yeah, in Ljubljana. Do you know him?
Yeah, we should have a call out for him to come to the show over the radio. Let's get him out here.
Uh-huh, okay.
My girlfriend works at a publishing company in New York that puts out his books, so Verso. So yeah. if he's listening, he's welcome. His name is going down on the guest list.
Okay. Yeah. We'll put this on air.
All right, cool.
Thanks again.
All right, thank you.
Ok, sedaj pa res zaključujemo ta intervju. Vsi zainteresirani vabljeni na koncert. Intervju sem pripravil Primož Vozel. Lep pozdrav.
Intervju Radija Študent.